All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Greg Hahn, the Vice President of Exploration for Arizona Silver Exploration. And Greg, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good stuff. Very exciting drill results out from the Perry claim at Philadelphia. Just before we get into the results itself, just remind everyone a little bit about the drill program that you had designed for this particular area.
Sure. Well, we're exploring a 10,000 footer or a 4 kilometer long structure that that has various exposures along it. And we just recently acquired a lease on the Perry claim, which has never been drilled before. And it had some very exciting surface exposures with spotty gold at the surface. But nevertheless, it looked like we were at the very top of a system that needed to be tested. And the fact that it had never been drilled before was an opportunity for us to get in there and stick a series of holes into it. And we were very successful, very pleased with the results.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Tell me what excited you the most about these particular results. Was it the grades, the widths, or a combination of everything?
It's actually a combination of both. We had an average width in the high-grade vein that we intersected of about 5 meters with an average grade of about 8 grams per ton, which is very respectable. It's not super high grade, but the importance of the intercepts is that it's indicative that we were at the very top of the system. The grades were getting better, the vein was getting thicker and the deeper holes. And so we are obligated to go deeper and test that vector of increasing thickness and grade.
Yeah. Greg, is what you're seeing sort of typical for that particular area that you're working in? Is that something that you've seen in other areas?
Well, we're working off a model based on the Oatman vein system. And that mined, historically mined about 2 million ounces of gold from deposits as high as an ounce or 34 grams per ton. So that's what we're looking for. And we see similarities to those systems or that system in getting closer to the heart of it.
Yeah. And two more questions. And one is, can you talk a little bit about the potential here for bulk tonnage with what you've seen already and then moving forward?
Yes, indeed, that was a surprise. It's typical of these upper level epithermal veins to have a stockwork system as the vein approaches the surface. And we see that in the holes that we've drilled so far, and that we've had intercepts ranging from 30 to 50, 60 meters of low grade material, which would be very amenable to open pit mining.
Yeah. And last question, that is, you mentioned you want to do some follow-up. So what's the plan going forward? And is it staying in this particular area? Is it stepping out? Is it doing everything? What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing we want to do is go down dip on that increasing vector of thickness and grade. We have two very attractive intercepts about 300 meters apart. And so we want to fill in that gap between those two 300 meter intercepts. And then we want to expand outward from that. So it's going to be a function of how much road building we can do, how we can get the permits to do the additional drilling. All of that we'll focus on over the next 1 or 2 months. And we have a core rig scheduled to come in.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that. Greg, thanks so much. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Greg Hahn, the Vice President of Exploration for Arizona Silver Exploration.